More than 100 people of all ages gathered on the opening of the 2017 legislative session for the annual Awake the State rally. Though Progress Florida coordinates the statewide event each year, Lee County Democratic Party Chairman Yosef Tedros says this year's rally focused on changing current state legislation for the middle class.
Clean air, clean water, a living wage. Those are the things we want our legislator to concentrate on, not giving tax break for the people who have so much money they don't know what to do with.
Tedros was first to address the crowd, rallying them before introducing the event's nearly dozen speakers.
It's time to wake the state and stand up for this unjust, inhumane, un-American policies.
Cape Coral City Councilwoman Jessica Cosden addressed the crowd with her dissatisfaction with what she calls the intolerant legislation of the current state administration. She says there are better causes they could be focusing on instead.
I can think of a short list if they're looking for something to do. Education funding, supporting our veterans, furthering equality rather than inhibiting it, protecting clean water. I could go on, but I think you all truly understand the important issues.
In his State of the State address Tuesday afternoon, Governor Rick Scott said the state's focus should be mending its economy.
We have to do more than just cut taxes to ensure we have a strong economy for the future. We cannot be short-sighted and think we are immune from another national recession in years ahead. We have to keep diversifying our economy and invest in programs that actually help businesses grow jobs right here in Florida.
After covering the topics of healthcare and women's rights at the Awake the State Fort Myers rally, the president of the Teachers Association of Lee County, Mark Castellano, talked about his personal experience with immigration.
I've been teaching for 37 years. I never one time had a student walk into my classroom where I wondered, where are you from? Are you here legally? Does it matter? No. You're in my classroom. I'm going to teach you, and I'm going to love you, and I'm going to care about you, and I'm going to do what I need to do for you.
He went on to criticize the Trump administration's narrative, he says adds to the unnecessary dislike of immigrants and other minority populations in the United States. The Coalition of Immokalee Workers farm worker leader, Nelly Rodriguez, also spoke about issues facing the middle and working class.
Trabajadores del campo, por muchos años, nosotros también sabemos lo que es vivir sin derecho a la salud. Sabemos muy bien lo que es vivir sin el derecho a estar en una educación buena.
We farm workers for many years have also known what it is like to live without health care rights. We know very well what it's like to live without a right to a good education. Awake the State events like this one began in 2011 when the group's Facebook page went viral. 6 years and many rallies later, organizers still hope to gain a budget in which equal access to healthcare, a clean environment, higher quality public education, and human rights would be guaranteed in Florida. For WGCU News, I'm Rachel Iacovone in Fort Myers.